Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel, and we're here to bring you the latest updates from the aerospace industry and beyond.
So, Daniel, we've had a pretty eventful week in the economic landscape.
Yes, the UK has a new leader, with Keir Starmer leading Labour to a landslide victory.
I see, and the pound is performing well against the dollar, right?
Exactly, it's up 2 cents for the week, closing above 1.28.
That's impressive, but what about the UK economy overall?
Well, the UK economy outperformed the G7 in Q1, and inflation has finally hit the 2% target.
That's good news, but the MPC might be cautious about cutting rates.
Right, some economists are projecting inflation could rise back to 2.5% by autumn.
And on the US side, what's the situation with the presidential debates?
It's a hot topic. Some Democrats are even questioning if Biden should stay on as their candidate.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Definitely, and the US economy is mixed, with the USD facing selling pressure.
What caused that?
Well, the ADP reported private sector payrolls below expectations, and the ISM services PMI dropped into contraction territory.
Oh wow, so the service sector is struggling.
Exactly, but the non-farm payrolls came in above expectations, with 206 Kelvin's new jobs.
That's a positive sign, but what about Europe?
The Eurozone's inflation eased to 2.5%, matching expectations, which is a relief.
So this could lead to another rate cut by the European Central Bank.
That's the hope, but retail sales were slightly below forecasts at 0.1%.
And there are concerns about domestic price pressures staying elevated.
Yes, and the French election outcome has added to the political uncertainties in Europe.
So France might face months of instability now.
That's right, with no major party securing a majority.
This week's key data points include Fed Chair Powell's testimony and speeches on 9th and 10th July.
Also, the German inflation rate is expected at 2.2% on the 11th.
And the UK GDP 3-month average is forecast at 0.7%.
The US core inflation is expected at 3.4% and the overall US inflation at 3.1%.
On the 12th, the US PPI and Michigan consumer sentiment are due.
That's right, with forecasts at 0.1% for PPI and 68.5% for consumer sentiment.
Thanks for that, Daniel.
You're welcome, Emma.
For more information, contact Jack Entwistle at 7,961,777,463 or visit www.aurusks.com.
That's all for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next week with more updates.
Until then, stay informed.
And keep flying high.
This is Daniel.
And Emma signing off.